times. This year should be a S'chus Rav Moni Rasi Sheyichyu, the S'chus Moshe Rabin Peshadina, the S'chus Ram Shraga Ben Malka Esther, the S'chus Refuas Tzvi Ben Yittel, Moshe Ben Malka, B'Soch Shachol Yisrael. In a previous year, we saw the Shita of the Beis Yosef in the name of the Maharam, that if your mother says she wants you to say, a person's mother says she wants him to say Kaddish after her passing, and the father says not to listen, then the mother dies. So the Maharam says you have to listen to the father. One listens to the father because Kavarav Adif Mikavarim. Like the Gemara says, the mother also has to honor the father. So therefore you have to listen to your father over your mother. Ad kan mitivrei ha-Beis Yosef b'shem ha-Maharam. We discussed that at length in a previous shiur, and we saw the Sefer Give Us Pinchas, which is written by the Hafla and Simon Gimel, and he says for a different reason one should listen to the father, and that is if he listens to the mother and he says Kaddish, he's transgressing what the father said b'kum va'asei actively. If he listens to the mother, the father, and he doesn't say Kaddish, and he's transgressing what the mother says, b'shev al taseh, passively. So better be over passively than actively. Definitely, it's better to be over in aver b'shev al taseh, kum vaseh. So here, even if they're equal, the mother and the father, but he should listen to the father, and also vice versa. If the mother says she doesn't want him to say Kaddish for the father, and the father dies, the father wants Kaddish, so he should listen to the mother, because shev al taseh adif. Better be passive than transgressing one of the parents than active. He's going to listen to one of the parents and transgress. So better be passive than active. That's what the Sefer Give Us Pinchas, Rav Pinchas Harwitz, the Baal HaFla, writes. So we're going to go now in the derech of the Heilige Gaon, Rav Avraham Genachovsky Zatzal. And he says that the Yisod of the Divrei Give Us Pinchas is Shebevadai v'chol HaTorah kach hua din. Dim yesh lefanav shnei tzivuyim. The whole Torah, that's the halacha. That if a person has two commandments in front of him, two mitzvahs, the kum va'aseh is docha, the shev al taseh. For example, if he has chametz at home, and he's over on Baal Yeroah, and he can prevent this love of Baal Yeroah by being over in Isser v'kum va'aseh, which is equal to Baal Yeroah. So, he should remain passive. Don't be over in Isser actively, then Baal Yeroah is passive. And the Isser is going to be over now to avoid the Baal Yeroah is active. So better transgress Baal Yeroah passively than actively be over on an Isser in order to prevent the Baal Yeroah. A Shev Al Taseh is always better. Like we find that if you have a carbon that's supposed to have four matanos on the Mizbeach and it was mixed in with a the blood of a behemoth that's supposed to have one matana, so you give one matana. Because either you're going to be doing too much or too little. So what should you do? You should do the shev al taseh and just give one matana. And it's be'acha, not the four. And this is discussed in the Sefer Shmiras HaLashon and the Shara Tevun on the 16th parak. Ayin Sham Dvarim Niflaim. So that's the Yisod. Always better be B'Shev Al Taseh. V'yesh La'ayin B'Yisod HaZeh B'Kama Anpei. Okay, let's now analyze. We see that Shev Al Taseh is preferable than Kum Va'aseh. And that's even if in the Shev Al Taseh he's going to be over on an Avera Yoser Chamura. That's the Yisod of the Give Us Pinchas, that even if when one is over on the Shev, let's say the Baal Yeroi, he's going to be over on Baal Yeroi by owning chametz, and let's say that's more chamer than another Isser, he can be over to prevent the Baal Yeroi, but that Isser he's going to have to transgress b'kum va'aseh, he should remain passive. He should remain passive even though the Baal Yeroi is more chamer than the Isser he's going to be over b'kum va'aseh to prevent the Baal Yeroi. Because Sheva Al Tase is better, even if it's an Averi Yosei Chamur, than Kumbase. So let's say a person divorces his wife. Amenat Shetoichal Nevela. He divorces his wife on condition the divorce is going to be Chal if she eats a Nevela. V'niset L'Acher. So she gets divorced. She marries someone else. And the only problem is she didn't fulfill the Tanai of eating the Nevela. So the divorce wasn't Chal. So now she married Reuven. And she divorced him Amenas that she should eat a Nevela. And now she married Shimon. She hasn't eaten the Nevela yet. So if she eats the Nevela, she's divorced from Reuven. And she's married to Shimon. But she ate a Nevela. She ate on kosher. If she doesn't eat the Nevela, so Baruch Hashem, oh, I'm so happy. She saved herself from eating a Nevela. She saved herself from eating a Nevela. But in the end, she slept with another man she wasn't married to. So what should she do? She shouldn't eat the Nevela. Even though if she eats the Nevela, then the Gerishin's going to be Chal. And all she's going to have is a Los Hasei of Nevela. Mashenken, if she doesn't eat the Nevela, then the Gerishin are not going to be Chal. The Gerishin are not going to take effect. And then Lemafreya, she's going to have the Yisr Chomer of Eishes Ish. Still, we don't allow her to be over on the Yisr, Bekum Vaasei, and eat the Nevela, which is a lighter Yisr. But rather, we tell her to be B'Shei Baal Tasa, don't eat the Nevela, even though it turns out that she is going to be over on the Yisr of Eishes Ish. However, if he's going to be over both the surim, only B'Shei Baal Tase, the Rashba writes in Gittin on page 83a that we follow the more chamor avera, meaning you have to avoid the more chamor avera. For example, says the Rashba, if somebody divorces his wife, Almanas shelo tochal matzah. He divorces his wife on condition that she doesn't eat matzah. He divorces his wife on condition that she doesn't eat matzah, and then she marries someone else. Is she allowed now to be mekayim the mitzvah of achilas matzah? No, because what happens if she eats matzah when the divorce is off? And then she's sleeping with another man, not her husband. So asur l'kayem mitzvat achilat matzah, because then the divorce will be off. So what should she do? She should remain b'shei v'al tase. She should remain passive and not eat the matzah. Because that's Shei Baal Tase. So we choose that Shei Baal Tase because that's if it's Shei Baal Tase, that's the more and it's a more Chamer Avera. You have to avoid the more Chamer Avera. So if she goes ahead and eats the matzah, that means that the get is off and she did an Avera Veshesish. If she remains passive, She doesn't eat the matzah. And she's not being mekayim the mitzvah of matzah. But she sheva al taseh. So better go with that sheva al taseh. And don't fulfill the mitzvah of eating matzah, which would make her an eishes ish l'mafreya. So we see that if somebody's going to be over b'shev v'al taseh, then you have to see which one's more chamor. Because here they're both shev v'al taseh. She already had bia with this married man, with this man. And now the question is: it's Leil Pesach, should she eat the matzah? If she eats the matzah, it turns out she was an Eishes Ish. She's a zona. She doesn't eat the matzah, then she is not fulfilling the mitzvah of eating matzah. There's a mitzvah for women to eat matzah in Leil Pesach. So what should she do? Either aver is going to be a sheva al taseh, not eating matzah, and l'mafreya, all the bias being bia sisters. So what should she choose? She should not eat the matzah. Why? Because the isser of not eating matzah is a lot less chamor than the isser of eishes ish, and they're both b'sheva al taseh. So choose the less chamor isser. And therefore he was done. Shela yachol atanai. Maybe, says the Rashba, that tanai isn't even chal, because either way there's going to be an isser here. So it's masna mashakasiv b'torah. It's making a tanai in what it says in the Torah, and the tanai is not chal, because it's causing that she should be over an isser. Rabbi Kivega writes in the Tshuvas and Kama and Simon Samaches, that's where he has a big tshuva about this topic, that b'yesh l'fun of shtei mitzvahs, let's say you have two mitzvahs in front of you, one of them costs more than a fifth of your money, one of them less than a fifth of your money. Now you're not obligated to do the mitzvah that's more than a fifth of your money, only if it's less than a fifth. Rabbi Kivega says you can choose to do whatever mitzvah you want. You get to choose, even though you're pater from the more than the fifth, and by doing the more than the fifth, you're being mevata the less than the fifth. You get to choose. Yeshua there argues, and he says, no. Do the mitzvah that costs less than a fifth, because that's what you're obligated to do. And don't do the mitzvah that's more than a fifth that you're not obligated to. Don't do the mitzvah that you're not obligated to do, which is mevata the mitzvah you are obligated to do. We have to understand Rabbi Kivega. If you're mekayim the mitzvah that it costs less than a fifth, you weren't mevatel any mitzvah, because the mitzvah that's more than a fifth of your money, you're pater from. Mashenken, if you're mekayim the mitzvah that costs more than a fifth, so it turns out then that you, great, you're mekayim a mitzvah, you're mevatel a mitzvah, you're chayiv, and you're mevatel a mitzvah that's less than a fifth. So we see from Rabbi Kivega that we're not concerned with the avla, with the injustice of being mevatel the mitzvah that costs less than a fifth. Rather, you have two mitzvahs in front of you, and you get to choose to do whichever mitzvah you want to do. They're both mitzvahs. They're both equally important. So you get to choose to do whichever mitzvah you want. Even though one's a chiyuv and one's only a rishus, you don't have to do the mitzvah that's more than a fifth. But they're both mitzvahs. And you don't have to worry about being mevatel the mitzvah that you're obligated in. So we can extract our case. Benidon didon. We have two mitzvahs that are shakal. One b'kum v'aseh and one b'shev al taseh. In other words, the father says, don't say Kaddish. And the mother says, say Kaddish. After she dies, why does the Gibbous Pinchas say to be Mekayim the mitzvah of listening to the father? And not say Kaddish, because it's Shev Al Taseh. And not to be Mekayim the mitzvah of listening to the mother, because then if he's over he's over B'kum V'aseh. Now he's actively transgressing what the father says. So better transgress B'Shev Al Taseh by not listening to the mother, which is passive, than saying Kaddish and being over B'kum V'aseh, not listening to the father. Not listening to the father will be kum v'aseh. We don't want that. So don't say Kaddish, b'shev al taseh, and just don't listen to the mother. But according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, these two mitzvahs are equal. Listening to the father and listening to the mother, because the mother's no longer alive. Pasha. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger would say, you don't look at the mitzvah as being mevatel. Right now you have two equal mitzvahs. So you get to choose whichever mitzvah you want to do. You don't pay attention to the avla of the abitol hamitzvah shniya. Just like when you have a mitzvah more than a chomish and less than a chomish, you do the mitzvah that's less than a chomish. That you can even choose the mitzvahs more than a chomish, even though you're pater and you're going to be mevatel mitzvah you're chayiv, and it doesn't bother us because they're equal mitzvahs. They're both important mitzvahs, and you can choose to do whichever you want to do. Doing the more than a fifth mitzvah is going to cause you to be mevatel the mitzvah that's less than a fifth, and you're obligated in less than a fifth. Doesn't matter. Lo mistaklim ala avla shel bitul mitzvah shniyah. So here also, av and em are equal mitzvahs. So be mechabid the mother, even though it's going to be b'kum v'aseh, and you don't look at the avla of, oh, now he's being over and transgressing what the father says. You look at the mitzvah, not what the mitzvah will cause. And here you have two equal mitzvahs, so you get to choose. So we can explain the svar of the Gibbous Pinchas as follows. That in order to be Mekayim a mitzvah, we don't want you to be over an avera. And so too, if you're going to do a mitzvah of kibud av, and you're going to be mevatel kibud aim, we don't want you to do that mitzvah, because we don't want the mitzvah to be an avera. You can't be Mekayim you in that mitzvah. Here we're talking about doing an Avera. When you have two mitzvahs, one's more than a fifth, one's less than a fifth, no Avera. By doing the more than a fifth mitzvah. He's doing the more than a fifth mitzvah, and Memele, he's not going to have any money left for the less than a fifth mitzvah. Or Memele, he's not going to have time for the less than a fifth mitzvah, whatever it may be. But the Kiyum HaMitzvah of the more than a fifth is not an Avera. But in our case, if he says Kaddish for the mother, that's an Avera. You don't want to be Mekayim a mitzvah de Avera. So now he's going to do an Avera either way. If he says Kaddish, so he's doing the Avera of not listening to his father. If he doesn't say Kaddish, he's doing the Avera of not listening to his mother. So either way, however he spins it, he's doing an Avera. So then we go back to the cloud. Better do an Avera b'Shev Al Taseh than Avera b'Kum V'aseh. So better not say Kaddish, which is only Shev Al Taseh, and don't say Kaddish, which is Kum V'aseh. We don't want to be Mevatel Mitzvah B'Yadayim. Now we see b'chol duchta shekum va'aseh chamira. Kum va'aseh is more chamra than a sheva al tasi, even in Issa d'Rabbanan. We see in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah, that if a person doesn't have a shofar in Rosh Hashanah, the only shofar he has is on a tree. This is Rosh Hashanah 32b. He should not climb up the tree in order to take down the shofar. Because Chachamim were gozer not to go up on the tree. Why shouldn't he be mutter to go up on the tree? The gzera to go up on the tree is only derabbanan. Hashem came mitzvah tkiyah shofar, that's a mitzvah doraisa. So why don't you do the doraisa? Forget about the derabbanan. The answer is that if he does the doraisa, he's over on the derabbanan, but kum vaseh. Because he's actively going up on the tree, which he's not allowed to do. Not allowed to climb a tree on Shabbos. So we say to him, be mekayim the mitzvah derabbanan, because b'shei bal tasa, you're not mekayim the doraisa. And don't be mekayim the doraisa, because that will require you b'kum vaseh to transgress the derabbanan. Now, letzorach mitzvah derabim, you're allowed to go on a tree. You're allowed to climb up on a tree. Just that a shofar is considered a mitzvah diyachid. Ulefize, im yaseh for Torah ala ilan, yale ala ilan. If there's a sefer Torah on the tree, he should taka go up on the tree. It's a mitzvah derabim. Ayin b'tshuvas gon Rabbi Kiva Eger, b'kama b'simen yud gimel. What would be the din in the case where you have a shofar on a tree? But you need the shofar because it's going to enable you to read from the Torah. For example, the Sefer Torah is locked in a closet, and the key to the closet is in the hands of a goy. And the goy is only going to give you the key if you give him a shofar. And you can't be mekayim both mitzvahs. Either you give the shofar to the goy, and if you give the shofar to the goy, then you get the key to the Sefer Torah, or you blow the shofar. So it would seem that it would be mutter to go up in the tree, get the shofar, and give him the shofar for the Sefer Torah. Because it's a mitzvah derabim. Shofar is considered a mitzvah diyachid, but kriya Sefer Torah is a mitzvah derabim. But if he blows the shofar, that's usur, because then he's going up in the tree, letzorach mitzvah tkiya shofar. L'chori, he should take the shofar, go climb up, get the shofar, and give it to the guy to get the key for the Sefer Torah. We have a similar shaila by Ner Chanukah. A person is chayav to sell his shirt for the sake of Ner Chanukah. So he sells his shirt, now he has money for Ner Chanukah. But the problem is that now he didn't have money for Ner Shabbos either. And Ner Shabbos precedes Ner Chanukah, Gemara Shabbos Chof Kim Lamed Beis. The only thing is that Tzorach Ner Shabbos, he doesn't have to sell a shirt. So now he sold his shirt. So should he buy the Ner Chanukah for which he had to sell his shirt? Or should he go and buy the Ner Shabbos, which you're not chayav to sell your shirt for, but if you have money for only one of them, you buy the Ner Shabbos? But the truth is, the Mishnah Berurah says in the Bir Halacha and Reis Samach Gimel Sif Beis, that even for the sake of Ner Shabbos, you sell your shirt. It's not a problem. He sells the shirt, he buys the Ner Shabbos. But you wouldn't have to, not according to that Bir Halacha. If you don't follow the Bir Halacha, what do you do? Do you buy the Ner Chanukah for which you had to sell your shirt? Or no, we say now you have enough money, so buy the Ner Shabbos. But let's say you say that for the sake of a mitzvah esei doraisa, you don't have to sell your shirt. Pashtus, you don't. But the Tzorach Ner Chanukah, you do have to sell. It's a big kasha. Why? Derabbanan, yes. Doraisa, no. Pursumei nisa. Akopanim, for a mitzvah doraisa, you don't have to sell. And for a mitzvah derabbanan Ner Chanukah, you do have to sell. So now you have in front of you that a person has a mitzvah doraisa Ner Chanukah, but he doesn't have enough money for the Ner Chanukah. So he sells his shirt. But now he has enough money for the doraisa. So should he use the money for the doraisa or for the Ner Chanukah? So l'chora, Chora, he should light the Neros Chanukah, because that's why he sold his shirt. Similar case, Lenyan Mitzvah Sukkah. Let's say in order to get to a sukkah, he has to go in the rain. He's Pater Mishum Mitzdayer. The only thing is, there's a Mitzvah Derabanan that he can do next to his sukkah, that where he's chayv to be Mitzdayer for that Mitzvah. Whatever it may be, there's a Mitzvah that he has to do that he has to be Mitzdayer for. Even if it's only Derabanan. So he goes through the rain, and now he's by his sukkah, so now he has a choice. If he goes into a sukkah, he's going to be Mekayim sukkah without Tzar. But he came here for the only reason he had to come in the first place was with the Mitzvah Derabanan. So what should he do? Should he do the Mitzvah Derabanan that he was Chayv to Mitzvah for? Should he do the Mitzvah of Sukkah, which is no longer Mitzvah? So here also, Lechor, he should do the Mitzvah Derabanan, because that's why he was obligated to go in the rain in the first place and be Mitzvah. Because Mitzvah the Sukkah, he didn't have to be there at all. So these are all very interesting nidonim, and Birtzos Hashem Darkeinu, hopefully we will continue being ma'ayin in these very chashuv halachas of Kibbutz Avein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and best.